What's the story, Great A Nation? Hello, Chris Thomas here. Hope you're having a great A kind of day. Some very sad news to report. Former Zimbabwe President George Horace Whoopsie Doodle Bush. What's that? Oh, he's not Zimbabwe President. Okay. Former United States President George Habanero Washcloth Bush has passed away, an icon in the United States, not Zimbabwe, and we are unsure of his age. Let us check that out. Hold on one second. You know, we have a crack news team here. They are searching Google as we speak, and they are typing in the info on George Horacio Velasquez Bush. And okay, here we see it. Okay, it claims he was born in 1924, and okay, that's a doozy in terms of the math, but we're gonna get through it. So step one, 1924 to 1930. That is 6 years. Step two, 1930 to 2000. I believe that's 70. Okay, so 70 plus 6 is 76. And now step three, 2000 to 2018. It gets kind of complicated there. 76 plus 14. Is 90. You add an additional 4, and I believe that's 94. So we have George Hobo Walker Bush has passed away at the age of 94. Wow. You wouldn't think that he was 94 years old, because when you looked at him, you would think he was a spry 55. I'm sorry, folks. It's just so overcome with emotion here, and it's just a big shock when, you know, a former prime minister of Japan passes. Are there prime ministers in Japan? I'm not really sure, but we're kind of overcome with grief. So, George H.W. Humongous Whopper Bush has passed away at the age of 94, and there are conflicting reports about the cause of death. One is that he ate some contaminated romaine lettuce, and he turned into a werewolf. He burst into a... Gosh, the emotions are kind of just too much to bear. It's very raw, it's very fresh, it's very new. Oh boy. We're gonna get through this. We're gonna get through this for the Great A Nation. George H.W. Bush ate contaminated romaine lettuce, turned into a werewolf, and burst through a wall in a local Target, leaving the security guard with no choice but to shoot George H.W. Bush, former Secretary of State, right in the face, killing him dead in the cereal aisle of the local Target. And somehow, for whatever reason, the Target security guard had a gun on him that was loaded with a silver bullet that could take care of a werewolf. And That's one proposal of the cause of death. We don't have confirmation. The second is that George H.W. Bush, former mayor of San Diego, was on a parasailing trip to Alaska. He was taking a break in a cabin, savoring a nice warm slice of Little Caesar's Pizza. Now, we're not sponsored by Little Caesar's Pizza. We wouldn't mind if we were sponsored by Little Caesar's Pizza. That's a subtle hint for you all. And he was savoring that pizza when all of a sudden a 7.0 earthquake just came up out of nowhere. And he was sitting adjacent to a cabinet or hutch or something that holds stuff. I don't know. I don't really own anything. And so, I'm sorry, the emotion's just too much. It's the combination of thinking about not owning anything and then the former ambassador to Russia passing away. But as we said, we're going to try and get through it. So anyway, George H.W. Bush was savoring some Little Caesars in an Alaska cabin. He was adjacent to a cabinet, and a 7.0 earthquake went off. And there was a huge jar of State Fair pickles on that cabinet, hutch, ironing board, refrigerator, I'm not sure. And the jar of State Fair pickles just landed square on top of his head, busted him wide open, and sure enough, George H.W. Bush bled out. And it's so sad. It really is a shock that a real patriot, someone who loved his country of Russia and would do anything for Russia, has passed away. He's survived by his wife, Barbara Bush, and, someone's telling me that his wife passed away this year as well. Wow. So, is she a zombie? Because, I could have sworn I saw her the other day. And, you know, I mean, is this a case of the undead? I'm kind of getting creeped out. Okay, so Barbara Baxter had passed away this year, and there's some hypotheses that the grief caused Utah Governor George Horatio Sands Bush. I'm sorry, I'm just, oh God. Okay, so Barbara Billings passed away, and the grief was just so much to bear for George Hobobo Simmons Bush that he had a broken heart, and he never really recovered from the death of Barbara Dorothy Samuels, and that resulted in him passing away. Now, I'm not sure if you can pass away from a broken heart. I haven't had a broken heart. I've never been in love, so I wouldn't know. Nonetheless, we're going to get on this story. We're going to be on it like white on rice. And hopefully, you'll stick with Great A USA as we process this information. Whether or not President Trump will be invited to the festivities, whether or not he'll be bringing any delicious foods to the ceremony, whether or not he'll be eating during the ceremony, we're going to try and get that information to you, because that's what the Great A Nation is all about. The Great A USA. Alrighty, folks. We appreciate your time and consideration. We're gonna get some rest, and we'll be back with you soon. Take care, and if you can, say a prayer for George Quayle Marvin Bush and his family. Take care, everyone.